You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
These two guys have Minnesota sports flowing in their veins. Mackie and Judd on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
The drama. The drama, gentlemen. As we come, there's actually not that much drama on the Write That Down classic Mackie and Judd edition.
Good job.
Could Declan blow an 80-point batting average lead in the final week? Stay tuned. There is some drama on the home run front, which is, I'll just be transparent. I am swinging for the fences this week.
Yeah.
Only care about home runs. But this is the only show in America. Well, actually, there's two shows. There's this and Purple Daily, our other daily show, that actually puts statistics next to our predictions, keeps track of our predictions, and puts our reputations on the line week after week. We're going to get into the Write That Down session. We're going to explain more about how it works if you're new. But today's show is presented in part by our partners at the Minnesota Golf Show. Let's talk about it here. It's been a long winter, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You got a couple big golf fans here and old Macadac and Dex tweets. Time to dream about the warm weather ahead at the 2023 Choice Bank Minnesota Golf Show, returning to the Minneapolis Convention Center February 24th through the 26th. Couple things here. Judd and I are going to do, it'll be an audio-only sort of special podcast on Friday and Saturday. And you can find the schedule over at scorenorth.com. There's a golf show link you can click on. And for a very limited amount of time, you can get tickets at half price.
All right.
Scorenorth.com. Find those half-price tickets. Come hang out. Maybe grab a beer with Judd and myself on Friday and Saturday afternoons. Use the keyword golfer to save 50% on admission when you go to scorenorth.com and click on that golf show banner. Admission also gets you 14 rounds of free golf. That's right, 14 rounds of free golf when you buy a ticket to the Choice Bank Minnesota Golf Show. I mean, I don't know what more you could want.
Right.
Maybe we should get Judd to play 14 rounds of golf and see what happens this year.
Got to get clubs first.
They have those at the golf show.
Yeah,
perfect. Crazy. Good stuff.
Well, someone buys them for me, sure.
No, that's not going to happen. Let's hit the music here. Let's get to the predictions.
Most sports talking heads make predictions, then hope you forget about how wrong they were. But not Mackie and Judd.
Write this down.
This is the Big Leagues, where we own our terrible predictions.
Write that down.
And keep track of each other's batting averages. It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackie and Judd.
All right, boys. Here's how it works. Three predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. Those are really the only parameters. We keep track of batting averages and home runs. And listeners, if you want to be like Connor and participate like he is as the guest listener predictor, you can send us a message through the Score North app and we will make it happen sometime here early in 2023. The accountability session, pretty brutal. Once again, pretty brutal. Yeah. We'll start with Judd here. One thing came off the board.
Whew.
Now, I guess if Gobert somehow makes it as like an injury replacement, which I
don't
think
worry
about he
it. Would. No, okay. Zap that. Ant has an outside chance. I don't think he will, but Steph's probably not or almost certainly not going to play. But yeah, that's just zap it. It's fine.
So you said Ant and Gobert will represent the Wolves at
what
the All-Star
idiot.
Game.
Yeah. When did I say that? Okay. What a moron.
I had a horrible week.
Oh, no.
Oh, Mackie.
Yeah. I said Ant would drop at least 40 against the Warriors. He did dominate, and they won, but he didn't drop 40.
Good game.
I said Tom Brady would go to the Raiders and Derek Carr to the Jets. Then I had a standalone Brady to the Raiders prediction. Ant will start in the All-Star game. This one was made in the summertime, and we kept this one on the board, and it actually came closer to happening than – I said Kyrie will wind up with the Lakers in a trade that sends AD out of L.A. and Kevin Durant will stay with the Nets. There was some Kyrie to the Lakers buzz. I don't think it would have been at the expense of Anthony Davis, but that's all. All right, listeners, Dustin said the Wolves will go 3-1 between last week and this week's. Write that down. They went 2-2. Last night's loss counted for two, actually.
That was a fun game to watch. Yeah. Really enjoyed it.
They were down 49-19 after the first quarter.
Yep. Thank God.
49-19.
Thank God that Denver played a G League team on Sunday, or else that would have been back-to-back defeats, I guess.
What was happening in that game? JD said the listener's batting average on Mackey and Judd, write that down, will be above Luis Arraez's winning batting average. I think we're kind of at the point now where mathematically that I don't think they can gain like the 40 points necessary to get there. And then Declan, you had nothing come off the board, unless I'm mistaken. You're protecting that batting average, I guess. Because last week's predictions for you, I think you pushed them all out. Yeah, you said you had a Chris Stapleton Super Bowl thing.
Right, yes.
The Wolves as a top four team in the West in the next 2 weeks, and then a Rihanna Super Bowl thing. So you kind of pushed them out to this week. So with that, Declan has an 80-point lead, a 411 average to Judd's 331. I'm just a point above the listeners at 270 to their 269.
You don't care anymore, though, because look at the home runs.
I just want home runs. But the listeners have a pretty ironclad lead on that with 23 to Declan's 17, my 16, and Judd's 11. Would you rather be the listeners with a low average but a lot of home runs, or Judd, like the 330 average and
a lot of pop.
Scratching.
Hey, don't crap on Tony Gwynn.
Weird.
Don't crap on George Brett circa 1980.
All time, Judd does lead the league in hits with 256. Uh-huh. Listeners lead with 42 home runs. So there's your accountability session here.
And next week is it, correct?
So, yeah, to make this clear here, and we can bring Connor in, too, so he can feel the pressure of what I'm about to say. This is the last week of predictions. Okay. So anything you predict this week, this is the last week of predictions. You could make predictions for the future, too. You don't have to make them all come off the board this week. But this is the last week of predictions for the 2022 season. Everything has to come off the board by next Wednesday. So any prediction you make from today or any prediction that you've made last week, everything that comes off the board before Wednesday, so all the Super Bowl stuff and everything between the Super Bowl and Wednesday, will count for the 2022 batting average and home run standings. Are we good? Are we clear?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So, Connor, no pressure on you, man. You're just, you know, the last hope for the listeners here to climb out of the cellar in the batting average race. And you're in enemy territory. You told us that you're basically just like outside of Lambeau Field right now on a recon mission.
Yeah, 2.5 miles from Lambeau Field in the office parking lot right now. I sell cybersecurity for a living, and I've been cold calling the Packers, and they haven't said anything back to me. So we'll see what happens there. But
so how did you become a Minnesota sports fan?
I grew up in Minnesota. Lived there for the first 10 years of my life.
Okay. What was your first ever moment where Minnesota sports kind of made you sad or pissed you off in some way?
Adam Kennedy in 2002.
Oh,
I was actually at the last home playoff win for the Twins in the ALCS that year. Yep. I actually like vividly remember it. I was like 5 years old.
Nice.
Dude, Adam Kennedy just randomly hits three jacks in a playoff game. Okay.
I had such high hopes too, because I'm like, you know what? 87 magical, 91 was right. And then the Twins were actually playing well. They get past Oakland. I'm like, oh, my God. And if I'm not mistaken, they did win game one at home, right?
Joe
Mays. Yeah. And so I'm like, oh, my God, this is, another magical run. What did I know?
Yep. And it's all been stale for 20 years, basically, since then. So, all right, we're going to do this. We're going to start with Connor, over to Judd, Declan, back to me. Three trips around the room here, one prediction at a time. So, Connor, you are first out of the gate.
Right this
time. That's your first prediction.
Well, all of mine are going to be Twins related, so sorry to let the listeners down, but it's going to be next season, I guess, on this. But my first prediction is that the Twins will have 5 All-Stars.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay,
it's actually my most confident prediction, too. So can I explain a little bit what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think if Buxton is healthy, he's a lock. Correa is a lock for me, and so is Jhoan Duran. Those three are locks for me. I think someone out of Gallo, Polanco, or a couple of starters are going to make it too. So I'm thinking exactly 5, though. I'm not going with the at least stuff.
Gallo's a fun one because
Wow.
He's had times in his career where he's like one of the three best power hitters in baseball. So if he just kind of snaps out of it and hits 20 bombs before the All-Star break, that's a very realistic option for sure. And they got some starters that could get hot, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's a big if on Buxton, though, man. I can't go there now. It never happens. Every year I'm like, if he stays healthy, and yeah. Every year it's like, oh, he slid wrong.
Well,
or he got hit by a pitch.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. All right, Judd, over to you for your first prediction.
Write this down.
All right, I'm going to push, not surprisingly, all my predictions out because it's done. For 2022-23 was fun, but it's time for 2023-24. I'm turning the page officially.
Cowards.
Brian Flores will be an NFL head coach after the 2023 season. So Brian Flores is going to get a head coaching job off of his 1 year as a DC in Minnesota.
I feel a disconnect between your record prediction on Purple Daily today and that prediction you just made here on Write That Down.
The schedule is tough, man. The schedule is tough. And you know what? This was just our first time predicting the schedule. It might change greatly. I don't know. But I think he's going to take the absolute piece of dung that Ed left here and mold it into some sweet defensive clay.
Yeah. That's what In fairness, I guess technically he was part of a 9-win team that missed the playoffs this year as a position coach and still got to a finalist, as a head coaching candidate.
Yeah.
So.
This is not – I'm not going, like, crazy with my prediction. I just think he's going to get a head coaching job. Plus, I think once the lawsuit is done, it probably will make things simpler for his head coaching prospects.
The lawsuit's kind of on ice right now, I guess. It's just kind of sitting there waiting for –
But I think it's one thing – but I think it's one thing to be assistant coach when you're actively suing three teams and the entire league. I think it's another to be a head coach. So I think once that gets resolved – his path to becoming a head coach gets simpler.
The irony, suing the NFL for racial discrimination, preventing him from being a head coach, and he won't get a head coaching job until that lawsuit is finished. I think that's irony. I don't know. Maybe someone can correct me in the YouTube comment section.
Irony is very fine. It's a very fine line, Phil.
It is. Yeah.
All right, my first prediction. I'll go with this one. I'll make a Super Bowl one that can come off the board next week. Jerick McKinnon records a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Write that down. I'm going to go Jerick McKinnon. It's a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
I like it.
The Jet. Love the way his career is. He has some devastating injuries. You always kind of knew when he was with the Vikings, like, man, that guy feels like they're not quite maximizing what he could be. All right, write this down. I'm swinging for the fences here for all three of these. I only care about home runs, all right? The Timberwolves had an embarrassing loss last night on the road. They have three road games against three Western Conference playoff teams now, the next three games between now and next week's Write That Down. They will win all three of them. I believe it's Utah, Memphis, and the now Kyrie Dallas. Irving yep. Dallas Mavericks.
Yep.
The Wolves will win all three of those games. Write it down.
All right.
I don't know if D'Lo will be. Mm. We'll see. D'Lo got himself tossed last night. Kind of feels like we... maybe at the end of the road for D'Lo, maybe he gets traded. But
Phil's got a big glass of Wolves Kool-Aid sitting right by him. Just off screen.
It's less Kool-Aid and it's more, I just need home runs.
Write
so we'll see if this one comes to fruition. All right, Connor, what's your second prediction?
Well, Judd's going to think I have a big old glass of Twins Kool-Aid sitting next to me because I think the Twins are going to win 90 plus games in 2023.
There it is.
You're still on the bandwagon.
I don't think it's
you're
a
the one
thing. I mean, you take Bundy and Archer out, you supplement Pablo and, Maeda in, that's at least 5-6 innings every start.
Alcala's coming back in the bullpen.
Exactly. I was told Bundy was good. I don't know what you guys are talking about. My co-host told me all last year that I was out of line for ripping Bundy.
I don't think Bundy was bad. I just think the fact that he could only pitch 4 innings a game kind of screwed the bullpen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Like that was the whole flaw in there. The front office went into the season. So, you know, 40% of our rotation is going to be guys that we don't trust to go beyond 4 1/3. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have a mediocre set of relievers that can't quite carry the load that we need them to. So maybe they'll plan a little better here with their starting pitching depth. So, all right. So 90 plus, if everyone stays healthy, like if Buxton stays healthy, but these are the big ifs.
Even without them staying healthy, I think that they got a decent shot to make the playoffs. Cause last year they still won 78 games with Mark Contreras and Palacios playing. This year we have Taylor and Kepler's backups, right? And
then the Michael Farmer Taylor signing is
it's finally a credible, actual backup center fielder, or maybe even a starting center fielder, depending on. There's a good chance he plays more innings in center field than Byron Buxton does, quite frankly.
Write this down.
All right, Judd.
From the gridiron to the ice. Write this down. Patrick Kane will be traded to the New York Rangers by the March 3rd NHL trade deadline. So Patrick Kane, I'm not sure about Taze. Taze is sick now again, and that's a concern. And his, they're the same age, but Kane's got, a lot more left. So Patrick Kane gets traded to the Rangers by the March 3rd trade deadline.
How old is Kane now?
They're both like 34.
Man.
But Taze has had some illness problems, missed a bunch of time. Kane is actually still, he's not, his season has not been great, but I think if you put him on the right team, he'll be fine. So
Yeah.
Write this down.
All right, Dex.
All right, I'll make a hockey prediction as well. I guess this could come off the board for the 2022 season still, but it's going to be a month-long prediction. Write it down. Marco Rossi will be recalled by the Wild at some point in February. So some point in this month, Marco Rossi will be recalled by the Wild. Write it down.
Well, I feel like I'm missing out on all the hockey predictions, so
I
got to make one here. I got to make
a
hockey prediction.
Where's the Whisperer? He's got to get in contact with you, dude.
No, this is a Phil Mackey prediction. This is not a hockey Whisperer prediction. I believe Kirill Kaprizov, despite having a great season, I don't think he has a hat trick yet this year. I think he's got some multi-goal games.
I don't remember.
I don't think he has a hattie. So the Wild play a small handful of games between now and next Wednesday. So sometime in the next week, Kirill Kaprizov will record a hat trick. A hat trick in a game. I'm just scrolling through here. Looks like he had a multi-goal game against the Ducks in November.
He has not had
against the Canadiens.
Ryan Hartman now back at center. This is going to solve the issue. Ryan Hartman, Declan gets his wish. Sam steals off that line.
In fact, he only has one goal, and he has three goals in his last like eight. He's got to pick it up here. So a hat trick to burst out of it would be nice.
Total bust. Can't stand the guy.
He's going through some doldrums here.
Write this down.
All right, back to Connor for your third and final prediction.
Okay, so going off of runs scored in ERA, the Twins will have a top 10 offense, top 10 rotation, and top 5 bullpen.
Runs scored and ERA, okay. Top 10. Well, that's how you would become a 91 playoff team.
So in top 10, top 5 bullpen.
Top 5 bullpen.
Got it. Okay.
Yep.
The bullpen is interesting because, I mean, so much of it depends on injuries and whatnot, but they do have some live arms, and they might have the livest arm at the end of, I mean, if you just want to rank, like, guys that are almost impossible to hit. Duran is in the top 5 right now, I think, among back-end relievers. So top-end talent. Duran, Buxton, Correa. I don't think they have a true number one starter, but they have a bunch of good, like, number twos, number threes. So, you know, I could put my disdain for the last couple of years of Twins baseball aside and agree with Connor that there's some optimism to be had here. Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that, Phil. That's nice. Also, when you take Bundy and Archer out of the equation, you get a better bullpen, probably.
That's true. They don't have to pitch nearly as many innings. So, all right. Well, Connor, since you've got this life-changing platform here, on Mackey and Judd, is there anyone you'd like to thank that brought you to this pinnacle moment?
I'd like to thank my dad for allowing me to go to 2 Twins playoff wins while he never got to go to a single one in his entire life so far. So thank you to him. And I pray that this year it's different and we can actually go to a Twins playoff win.
Amen. My God. 18 straight dating
back. That's really sad.
18 years.
How old's your dad?
He's 53. And what's funny is he had to DJ a wedding that night, both nights that I ended up going, and my mom took me instead.
Oh, that's nice still. That's cool.
Yeah.
Man, it's
I mean,
it's
your
kind
dad
of incredible.
Lost out, but what the hell? Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Dex, what were you going
to
say?
I've been to 3 Twins playoff games, all losses. I was at the Dome in 04 when they got bounced by the Yankees. I was at Game 2 in 2010, and I was at Game 3 in 2019. I don't know what a Twins playoff win looks like in person. Never seen it.
Don't even talk about Game 3 in 19, dude. That still gives me nightmares. There's no way we lost that game. That's so stupid.
Yeah, there's many ways to lose a playoff game in dramatic fashion. Well, the Twins have explored pretty much all of them in the last 19 years.
Game 3 in 19 was set up by the idiocy of Game 2 with Dobnik starting at Yankee Stadium. They got what they deserved. Screw them. That pissed me off.
All right. Well, Connor, thanks for coming in here. We appreciate it. And good luck over there in enemy territory.
Yeah.
Bay.
Yeah.
Thanks a bunch. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, there's guest listener predictor Connor.
I feel like we just resurrected the Score North Twin Show in this Write That Down segment.
2000. That's still that's one of the stupidest decisions in franchise history. Starting Randy Dobnik at Yankee Stadium in game two and holding Odorizzi for game three as if this is the right move. That's when the hubris first showed itself to me. Like, we're really smart. No, you're not. This is idiotic. Anyway,
I love all these twin scars. Just I'm like sorry, Connor just, comes in here, he just wants to make some optimistic Twins predictions, and
you're
we're
right.
just like, "How dare you?
You're right.
How dare you be optimistic about the Twins? Never forget that 2009 decision to start Dobnak.
Until
you
then,
can't
I
be
felt
optimistic.
Things, until then, I felt things were like on the right course, and I was really high on what the new front office staff was doing in Rocco.
Well, they built a great job. The Bomba Squad,
yes.
Essentially. Yeah.
And that move was like the first time I'm like, oh my God, I don't think they do know. Randy Dobnik, Uber driver. All right. That's what they were chanting. It was great.
I know. I realized that.
It was fantastic.
And it's easier to chant Uber driver than Lyft driver because there's an extra, you know.
Uh-huh. Uber.
There's an extra beat in there.
Yep.
All right. Before you make your next prediction, let's make it presented by our friends at Finch Home Solutions. Finch Home Solutions.
Cody's going to help you. Okay, so I'm going to run a question past Dex. Hey, Dex.
Yes, sir.
We've worked together now for, is it 3 years, 4 years?
Oh, what's that? Yeah.
How many times
it's actually been about 6 years.
Yeah.
Well, but on this show. how many times has Judd invited you into his house?
Here? Zero. But Vinny's allowed in, but I'm not allowed in.
Vinny's allowed in, but Declan's not, okay? Now, let me tell you about my friends at Finch Home Solutions and Cody, who, by the way, I've invited into my house twice because you know what? That's how trusted they are, in my opinion, when it comes to electrical needs in the Zolgad home. Cody came out here a couple of weeks ago, gave me an estimate. It was outstanding work. It was upfront. It was not trying to get every last buck from Judd. It was basically saying, here's what I can do. Here's what you need done in its simplest form. Then last week, Finch's team came out, fixed some lights downstairs, put in some outlets here, did an absolutely outstanding job. And you know what? If Judd trusts them, you can too. Finch. Same day, an emergency service is available to help you at any hour. Also offering a free home safety inspection to all of our listeners. And be sure to tell them that you heard about Finch on Score North because there are special deals for you. FinchHomeSolutions.com. Or you can call them 612-357-2604. 612-357-2604. FinchHomeSolutions.com. Trusted by Judd. And if Judd trusts them, so can you for any electrical need you might have.
Also, our friends at St. Thomas are a Division I basketball team, Division I hockey team now, Division I sports across the board. And you can find those games on 1500 ESPN Radio. And also, if you're looking for tickets, so the Tommy's basketball team having a pretty exciting season. They can shoot. TommySports.com. TommySports.com if you want to get your $15 tickets. They host Oral Roberts on this Thursday, February 9th, 7 o'clock tip-off, and then Kansas City on Saturday. They are above 500 in conference play. They're 16-10 on the season, and they're doing pretty well this season. So check them out, TommySports.com. All right, you guys, Judd,
write it down. You like
your third
down.
And final prediction.
My third and final prediction stems from a trade that was made in the National Basketball Association recently, Kyrie Irving being sent from the Nets to the Mavericks. Kyrie Irving will not be with the Mavericks next season. Kyrie will spend some time in Dallas. Offensively, I think it's going to be fun with him and Doncic, but after that, the defense is going to fall apart, and Kyrie's just a weird, weird guy. He will not be a Dallas Maverick after this season.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think you can ever give him like a four-year deal because he's just not a reliable
I
guy.
Think
he burns bridges and alienates people. And
I think I read he's only eligible for a two-year extension because he changed teams.
Okay. Yeah. I could honestly, like, the Mavericks have been so desperate to find, if they at all show any chemistry together, I could see the Mavericks out of desperation saying, all right, let's lock into two more years of this, and if we have to trade him, we'll figure it out later.
Who's going to play defense? That's my question.
They might just outscore you, man. They might just put 120 points on the board and cross their fingers. But yeah, it's very interesting. All right, Dex, what's your third and final?
All right, I'll make a hoops one as well, make a Timberwolves prediction. Jaden McDaniels will be named to first or second team all defense. I'm not even going to put third team. I want first or second team for Jaden McDaniels. He'll make one of those two all NBA defensive teams. Write it down.
He'll have to flush that performance from last night.
What was he doing last night?
It was an off night. It happens.
What was he like? Was he like a minus 30 or something? It was really rough. All right. In the spirit of swinging for the fences here in the final Write That Down session of the season, here's my question for Declan. I want to make a Phoenix Waste Management hole-in-one prediction.
Okay.
How many golfers can I put in a pool? If I say one of these five golfers will get a hole-in-one at the Phoenix Waste Management Open?
Okay. Yes, 100%. Okay. That's... Yes,
I love it. Phoenix Waste. I didn't see this.
I actually am upset. I shouldn't be surprised. I should have made a Phoenix. I didn't make this prediction. Dang it. Okay.
I'm okay giving you a bonus prediction if you want. You think on yours. I'll make a prediction here.
Okay.
All right. One of these five players will have a hole in one at the Phoenix Waste Management Open. Justin Thomas, John Rahm. Let's go, Colin Morikawa. Jonathan Vegas and Tony Finau has a flair for the dramatic.
Okay.
Dislocate his ankle celebrating it again. Like he did at the Masters par 3 where he had a hole in one and he like started running around and is like,
came out of the socket,
leg buckled,
had to pop it back in and play the rest of the tournament.
Yep.
Cool.
One of those dudes will collect a hole in one at the Phoenix Waste Management Open.
I like it.
All right. Do you want to make one?
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Let's see here.
We'll grant you the exception. It's kind of it's like a winner's lap for you, having an 80-point batting average lead. You get to make a bonus
underdog too. He's going to be all over that.
I will. Like underdog fantasy, the best way to play Waste Management Open props. How about is this enough for a touchdown? You guys tell me. Is Ricky Fowler top three at this event? Is that enough for a home run?
That's a home run.
Okay.
It's a home run.
Let's see if Ricky
can. He's been playing a little bit better lately.
Okay.
Yeah, if you pick top three.
Top three.
For a guy that's outside the top 100 in the world golf rankings right now, that's a home run for sure. Actually, Jason Sobel on Action Network has Ricky Fowler as his best long shot to win the Phoenix Waste Man.
I think we're looking at the same page because that was the first thing I saw.
Yeah. It's a good primer here. So there you go. All right, those are your Write That Down predictions, your accountability session, and then we start anew for the 2023 year next Wednesday on the show. And go on over to Purple Daily today for not only a picking of the Vikings schedule in a bonus episode, but also our final round of Vikings and football-related predictions for the 2022 season. Mackie and Judd, see you tomorrow.